The great cathedral in Milan, Italy, sits on a wide plaza. You can enter the massive church through three doors. Above each door is an inscription. The inscription door on the left reads, "What pleases lasts but a moment." The inscription on the door to the right reads, "What troubles lasts but a moment." But the inscription of the great center door reads, "It is the eternal that matters." The architect of the magnificent cathedral in Milan was trying to convey that most joys and sorrows of our lives pass rather quickly. It is the eternal that is important, for the eternal goes on forever. Usually, when we think of eternal, we imagine what happens after death, eternal life with God. Although this is certainly true, Jesus himself makes clear that such an understanding is incomplete. You might recall the 11th chapter of John's Gospel. Martha and Jesus are discussing life in the light of the death of Martha's brother Lazarus. And Martha believes her brother will rise again in the future on the last day, but Jesus redirects her. Jesus certainly believes that there will be a resurrection on the last day, but he insists there is something closer, that he is the resurrection and the life. And Jesus knows that the eternal is important, but he teaches that the eternal can start before death for those who have faith in him. So, understand memory, in what sense does the eternal start now? What are the actions that have an eternal quality that go on forever? I would suggest this Memorial Sunday two suggestions to you: sacrifice and thanksgiving. When you and I sacrifice ourselves for the sake of another, when you and I give ourselves in a way that makes a difference in the life of someone else, friends, there's something eternal in that action. When we witness the way that a parent loves his or her child, the way that a child cares for his or her aging parent, or the way time and energy is spent to something that is good and honorable and self-giving, those actions are not just for a moment. There is something in that kind of giving that goes on and flows into eternity. Sacrifice for the sake of love is one of the things that matter. So too is thanksgiving. When you and I appreciate what we have received, how we have been blessed, when we see how we have been loved by a parent, a spouse, a daughter or son, sister or brother, by a family member, a significant other, by a friend, by our God, that kind of thankfulness not only humbles us, but lifts us up. It's not a feeling for a moment. It anticipates and triggers the eternal love of God that will surround us forever. Friends, thanksgiving in its deepest sense is eternal. How do we know that sacrifice and thanksgiving are eternal? We know because those are the things that matter to those who are close to death. When I visit people in their last hours of their lives, they don't focus on those joys and sorrows that have passed long ago. What is important to them is how they are surrounded by a loving family, by their friends, and also by God. These are the things that are important. For those on the very edge of life, sacrifice, thanksgiving, and love are eternal. So today, as we remember our beloved dead, who we believe are in the presence and glory of God, it's good for us to recommit ourselves to what matters. We are called to rededicate ourselves to give in sacrificial love to others, to live a life of thanksgiving for all that we have received. Of course, in faith, we believe that one day we will join our beloved dead in heaven. There's a German proverb which says it well: those who live in Christ will never see each other for the last time. Thus, there is nothing wrong in living our lives in such a way that eternity begins today by our sacrifice and our thanksgiving.